We continue 12 lines down from the top on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We had a discussion beginning on Chavav Amud Beis about whether an Ovid Kochavim can do a Mila on a Yisrael or not. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that an Ovid Kochavim is not allowed to do the Mila on a Yisrael. The Chachamim said if there were other Yisraelim that were Omed Al Gabav when the Ovid Kochavim was performing the Mila, then it would be okay. But we seem to follow Rabbi Meir's opinion, and that's actually codified in Shulchan Aruch. Then we got into the discussion about what about a kusi? Can a kusi do this the mila or not? And we got into a machlokas on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda, on the third line of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, said that a Yisrael can do the mila on a kusi, but a kusi can't do a mila on a Yisrael. But Rabbi Yossi said it was fine. There isn't an issue. So now, what's the source? That's what the Gemara is trying to get at now. Amar Rav Chista, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's rationale for prohibiting a kusi from performing a mila on Yisrael? Tachsiv laHashem himol. The pasuk says, "Va'asa Pesach laHashem himol yimol." What's the connection between the two words, laHashem himol? It means anyone who's doing the mila has to do it laHashem. It has to be done l'shma, as Rashi points out. Therefore, a kusi would not be allowed to perform the mila because they're automatically going to be doing the mila shelo lishma. It will be done l'shem har grizim. It'll be done for a different idol, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it won't work. And then, whereas an Ovid Kochavim might be different, as Rashi points out, that an Ovid Kochavim who's not a kusi, they would perform the mila only based on what the Jew wants them to do, and that would automatically be a lishma, even though he's not necessarily going to have kavana l'shem Hashem. But since he's going to have kavana l'shem HaYisrael, that is tantamount to lishma. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that when it comes to a kusi, the kusi is not allowed to perform the mila based on the verse laHashem himol, or the juxtaposition of the words laHashem himol. For Rabbi Yossi, how does Rabbi Yossi learn that it's permissible for a kusi to perform the mila? Himol yimol. It says it the double language of himol yimol. That means anyone can do perform the mila. V'idach. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with himol yimol? How does Rabbi Yossi understand l'Hashem Himol, the juxtaposition? That's referring to the Korban Pesach, that it has to be done, it has to be shechted l'shma. And what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Himol Yimol, which seems to indicate that anyone can do it? Dibra Torah Koloshim Bnei Adam. That's just how people speak. That's regular slang, if you will, which doesn't include everyone. It just includes only those who can do it l'shma. Now the Gemara continues within the same discussion, just expanding the scope or the machlokas into a machlokas amoraim itmar. What is the source that a mila for an idolater, shipsula? If an idolater performs a mila on a Yisrael, the mila is no good. Daru bar papa mishmei derav amar ve'ata bristi tishmor. That it says you have to observe or safeguard my covenant, which is the same idea that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi told us on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis. That's the source prohibiting an Ovid Kochavim from doing Mila. For Rabbi Yochanan, Himol Yimol, and Rabbi Yochanan says the source is Himol Yimol. Okay, so the discussion of the Kusi for right now is complete, and now we're back to the Machlokas about Mila for an Ovid Kochavim. What is the source? One says Vatas Brisi Tishmor, which is what we've seen already before, and now Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says it's based on the words Himol Yimol. What's the difference? My Benayo, at the end of the day, that we have a pasuk to prevent or prohibit an idolater from performing the Mila. Aravi Mahul V'Gavnuni Mahul. What if you have non-Jews who have performed the Mila already? They are circumcised. Mandamer Himol Yimol Ika. Based on the verse Himol Yimol, they should be included. What does that mean? Because himol yimol, the way you can understand the pasuk, as Rashi says, someone who is mal, someone who has been circumcised, they can circumcise. So it's not limited to a Jew. It's anyone that has had the circumcision can then perform a circumcision. However, uman damres brisi tishmor leka. But if you say that it's based on the words, it's part of you have to safeguard the covenant. Well, they're not part of the covenant. Now the Gemara asks, "Ulamanda Amar Himol Yimol Ika? Do you really mean to tell me that according to the one whose source is Himol Yimol, that a non-Jew would be allowed to perform the Mila on a Jew. Vatnan konam sha'ani nena min ha'arelim. Murta ba'arele Yisrael v'asur b'mule ovdei kochavim. If a person says, I swear I don't want to get any benefit from an arel, from an uncircumcised person, they're allowed to get benefit from an uncircumcised Jew, and they're prohibited from getting benefit from a circumcised idolater. That's what the Mishnah tells us in Nedarim. Well, what does that teach us then? Alma, we can infer from here, af agav de mihili, even though an idolater is already circumcised, kemandulo mihili dem, it's as if they're not circumcised. So just because as himol yimol, a circumcised one can circumcise, they're not considered circumcised for halachic purposes. So then, if that's the case, we need to find a different nafgamina between Rabbi Daruba Papa's opinion and Rabbi Yochanan's source for the prohibiting an idolater from doing mila. Elik benayo Yisrael shemesu achim machmas mila velo maluhu. Well, we can distinguish between the scenario where a Jew doesn't have a mila because his brother was killed through the mila. He died as a result of the mila, too much blood, and therefore spilled out, and therefore he didn't want to take a risk for the next son. So he does not have a mila. Leman dam ravatas. So can this person do a mila? Leman dam ravatas b'risti tishmor ika. Well, he's part of the covenant, even though he doesn't have a mila, even though he's uncircumcised, he's still part of the covenant. Leman dam himol yimoleka. But with regards to himol yimol, he's not circumcised. The Gemara asks, Suleman da Amar himol yimoleka. But because he hasn't had a mila, you don't think he's allowed to do the circumcision? Vatanan konam, the same bright mishnah, konam sha'ani nena memulim asur ba'areli Yisrael mutar b'mulei ovikachavim. When a person makes this konam, this neder, that they're not going to get benefit from someone who is circumcised, they're not allowed to get benefit even from an uncircumcised Jew. Alma afagav delo mihili kamandi mili damu. That means that teaches us that even if they're uncircumcised, they're considered circumcised. So that's not a good nafkamina between Daru Bar Papa and Rabbi Yochanan's reason. By the way, it's Daru Bar Papa mishmei de Rav. So it's call it Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. El ike benayu isha. So perhaps the distinguishing piece between them is the status of a woman. Can a woman perform a circumcision or not? Lamanda amravatas brisi tishmar leika. She's not part of the covenant. Why is she not part of the covenant? She's Jewish. Deisha lav bas milahi. She is not someone who can get the circumcision, so she's not part of the covenant of bris mila. Uleman damer himol yimol, ika. But according to the approach of himol yimol, she is included. Why? She hasn't had the mila. Deisha kiman demihila damya. A woman is considered as if she was circumcised. That's why she doesn't need the circumcision. So the Gemara asks, according to one opinion, you're telling me that a woman is not allowed to do the mila, but we have a proof where a very important woman performed the circumcision. She took the rock to do the circumcision on her son. No, it means vatakach, not that she took it, but rather she caused it, as Rashi says, ayide shaliach. She actually found someone to set it up, so she got credit for it, but she had a shliach, a male shliach, actually do the circumcision. V'aksiv, v'tichros, it says that, but she cut it off. Karibe v'tachres. Similar idea. She caused it to be cut off. She told someone else to do it. To amra le'inashachrina v'avat. Someone else, she gave the instructions and someone else performed the circumcision. So that's one way to understand it. V'ibois ema Asya ihi va'aschala v'asa Moshe v'agmara, or some will say that she started the mila, but Moshe completed it. So nevertheless, there is an opinion to say that Tzipora did not actually perform the mila, or fully perform the mila. She was involved in it in some respect. So, with all that long discussion about the nafkamina between whether a woman can serve as a mohelet or not, how do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch itself seems to be vague, doesn't mention it, or doesn't argue, mentions that a woman can do a mila, I'm sorry, but the Ramah rules that a woman, l'chadchila, should not be a mohelet. Tosfos actually says here that we paskin like Rav, that Rav Daru Bar Papa Mishmei de Rav, that a woman should not be a mohelet, even though generally speaking we paskin Rav and Rav Yochanan, halacha k'Rav Yochanan. He says here we want to follow Rav's approach, because Rav's idea of the Atas Brisi Tishmor is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's source of Atas Brisi Tishmor, and therefore, since he has Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in his corner, therefore, says Tosfos, it is appropriate to follow Rav's approach. The general custom is, well, the is for a woman not to serve as a mohelet, but if there isn't anyone else around other than a woman who can perform the milah, then we would certainly ask the woman to do so.